Listener's discretion is advised. Good evening to all of the parties who are listening here tonight on the Saturday night edition of Random Stuff Season 4. It is the last Saturday of July, and of course everything goes awry when it comes to NASCAR Cup Series season as the playoffs are drawing near. But tomorrow they will start the race at Richmond International Raceway, or Richmond Raceway as it's now called, the rich history of a trophy. Yes, here is the history of the Richmond Raceway Trophy that has been a tradition in the state of Richmond, Virginia.
Fast cars and the short Richmond track.
The Richmond, Virginia area, its history in motorsports go back prior to even World War II. And so in the 1980s, track owner Paul Sawyer came up with an idea of a trophy that represents the state of Virginia. And they made it wooden and gold. The wooden represents the sturdiness and soundness of Virginia, and the gold represents the riches of winning a race. But then in the 2000s, a lot of corporate sponsors came in. The Chevy Rock and Roll 400 or the Toyota Owners 400. And so they created trophies to sort of match with the sponsors of the race. But finally, they came to a point of, hey, we need to reestablish this tradition, show pride in the state of Virginia. And so they brought back out this wooden trophy that is shaped like the state of Virginia. Owning a piece of Virginia is really important and makes for a great statement on your resume.
Now that, folks, is a great history of what tradition is all about at Richmond Raceway, with the trophy is the state, it's the shape of the state of Virginia. Now, speaking of NASCAR, there's news from NASCAR from Thursday that in 2025, the Xfinity Series will once again be on one network and one network only for the first time since 2014. And what network was it going to be? It's going to be the CW Network. That's right, you heard me. Which was once called the Kids WB, and of course the one that you once broadcasted some teen shows and some Arrowverse shows, and it once also broadcasted Reba, starring Reba McEntire, is a sitcom. And now it has gotten into the sports world when it hosted the Indy, yes, the Road to Indy 500 for the Indianapolis 500 this year, and of course it's an IndyCar documentary. So now NASCAR is joining the fray, and here was the promo that got into the CW Network for the year 2025.
Breaking at noon on this Friday, the CW network will become the exclusive home to the NASCAR Xfinity Series beginning in 2025. The announcement was made this morning. The CW will broadcast 33 live NASCAR Xfinity Series races each year through 2031, along with practice and qualifying events for each weekend. The Xfinity Series features the sports feature stars competing against NASCAR's biggest names at iconic tracks. We all know them, Daytona International Speedway and Talladega Super Speedway.
Well, gonna have to wait 2 years for it to happen. Of course, it will start on this Daytona Speed Weeks, the week of the Daytona 500, but I don't know if the Cup Series is gonna have a new contract or probably gonna stay with Fox and NBC, and it'll be the only network that will have two networks. I mean, the only series that will have two networks. While the Truck Series, obviously, is only doing one network, Fox Sports, and 2025 Xfinity Series. But speaking of the Xfinity Series, earlier today, Sam Mayer got his first career win in the Xfinity Series level, and that is at Road America, but unfortunately, his celebration did not last long because of this kind of self-incidental thing that what is happened one in a million actually happened twice. Well, what the hell just happened? Well, here's what the fuck happened.
Breaking news, the winner at Road America, like much of the field, has damage. Sam Mayer will go to victory lane here, but as he was getting ready to perhaps do some victory donuts down in turn five, congratulated by friends, this happened.
And he goes down, and I don't know if he's going to do some donuts or what he's going to do. He changes his mind, DJ, and then pulls into the sand and then into the end of the asphalt. And,
well, fortunately, his wrong decision waited till after the checkered flag.
Yeah, that is a good thing, DJ. The good news is the wreck happened after the race. That's the same thing that happened when Jimmy Johnson won the 2013 Daytona 500. And the same thing Carl Edwards did after he won the 2011 NASCAR Sprint All-Star Race. So that was one hell of a disaster. Fortunately, Sam Mayer's car was successful in completing the post-race inspection. Had he failed, he would have been disqualified and finished dead last, and he would lose a lot of playoff point, but the win for Sam Mayer, which means he is in the goddamn playoffs of the Xfinity Series. And what the hell is gonna happen now? Well, there's a few more races left for the Xfinity Series, and that means it's showtime. However, the series finale, I mean the season, regular season finale, that is, does not end at the Daytona International Speedway for the Xfinity Series, only for the Cup. And earlier tonight at the Truck Series, Carson Hochevar got his third win to complete the 2023 regular series season for the Craftsman Truck Series. So this is going to be interesting. And, of course, the playoffs will start soon for the Truck Series. And it will start with the round of 10. And then it'll split into the round of 8. And then it'll split to the round of 4. The final 4, that is. But I got to stop talking shit. Or talking nonsense. But it's actually true. It is not nonsense. That's what I'm telling you. But after this brief ad, we're going to get to a Dick Trickle story. Yes, laugh all you want, but that's his actual name, even though he's no longer with us on the planet of Earth. So stay tuned, folks, on this final Saturday of July 2023, only on Random Stuff Season 4.
For those who enjoy the finer things, the ones who blaze their own trails, when you demand high performance, all roads lead to New Hope, Minnesota. Redmond's Popcorn, unparalleled design, unrivaled comfort, and able to pop from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. It's the only popcorn to receive J.D. Power & Associates Award for Midsize Luxury Snack. Now available in exclusive finishes like banana pudding, chili cheese, Butterfinger, and, for those looking to kick it up a gear, hot barbecue. How does Redmond's get every bite perfectly coated with flavor? Let's just say, they go the extra mile. Only Redmond's popcorn is engineered for excellence. In fact, it's so good.
I'm eating it right now. I know I probably should have waited till I finished recording this, but damn, this stuff is good.
For current sales events, visit the dealership at 2738 Winnetka Avenue, Suite 150B. Redmond's Popcorn. Buckle your tongue, because your mouth is in for the ride of its life. Redmond.
Back, folks. Now let's get to that segment that is so long that you have to file 5 eggs in one go, or it is a segment that is so long that you have to wait 500 hours to get to the new train station, or that is a segment that is so long that you have to wait until we get to the next segment, but we're gonna do this anyway, right to the
fully operational Death Star.
In this lengthy-ass Death Star segment is where we get to listen to the story about the late Dick Trickle, one of the winningest, if actually not the winningest, driver in the entire United States. Outside of NASCAR, that is. And NASCAR and Fox decided to produce a Beyond the Wheel short film about the late Dick Trickle, and here is a October 2015 documentary. It is the audio version of a short film called White Knight. It is about from Dick Trickle's beginning until his eventual suicide death. Now, once again, here to actually enjoy this audio version of the story of the late Dick Trickle, a.k.a. White Knight.
Okay, Kelly 911, what's the address of your emergency?
The Forest Lawn Cemetery at 150.
What's your name?
On the back side of it, on the back by a 93 pickup, it's going to be a dead body.
Okay.
Suicide.
Are you there?
I'm the one.
Listen to me. Sir, let me get some help to you.
You've probably never heard of Rudolph, Wisconsin. It's a small town 5 hours north of Chicago. But it's likely you have heard of its favorite son. Maybe even laughed when you first heard his name.
28 NASCAR drivers are able to boast tonight because they finished ahead of the legendary Dick Trickle.
Your leader for five brief shining trips around the banked oval. Yes, the one, the only, Dick Trickle.
Everybody knew that name, even people. So I'm not a race fan, but I know that name.
The name Dick Trickle could be funny. It made him famous.
That's a name that was heard around the world.
The cheering you are hearing is from Wisconsin, their favorite, Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle was extremely popular with the fans. He was a rock star.
It would have been very rare for me to ever watch Dick Trickle without a cigarette in his hand.
Trickle would smoke so many cigarettes that he finally had to put a cigarette lighter in his race car and would smoke while he was driving.
Bad habits are very hard to break.
They sure are.
Driving a race car.
He was just one of those personalities. Everybody just liked the guy. He wasn't like a Dale Earnhardt Sr., the man in black, the mean-looking guy.
Dick Trickle was the white knight.
The white knight.
But here comes the white knight.
He was the good guy.
How about Trickle? The white knight.
Yeah, there he is.
Every legend has a beginning. Dick Trickle's came when he first laid eyes on a track.
Dick got a ride to the racetrack and saw this car racing thing, and he made up his mind, I got to have one of these deals.
On the way home, I thought, man, that is the neatest thing. Whenever I get old enough, I want to drive. It was definitely love at first sight.
The only thing that he ever thought about doing from young on was racing. But when he was growing up, he went with some kids and they were playing around in a building that was under construction. And he fell from the second floor down through the first floor and hit the cement in the basement.
The doctor said he wasn't going to ever walk again.
The 8-year-old boy had a broken hip and would be in a cast for nearly a year. But he wasn't going to let it stop the dream he'd already set out to accomplish.
Racing gave him the incentive to walk and become a race driver. He didn't have a lot of money. His parents didn't have a lot of money. He kind of scraped things together to build a race car.
He built everything all by himself.
He could do anything. He was a machinist, he was a welder. He could do it all.
Trickle may have been able to build cars for cheap, but racing them was another story. He ran over 100 programs a year to make ends meet and keep his childhood dream alive.
Dick said, if I don't win tonight, I can win tomorrow night. You know, I can do this.
There wasn't a lot of money in each one of those nights. And this whole game is about dollars. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about dollars and cents.
I was racing against guys that had twice as much in their program as I did. By the time I was 21, I had two kids and a wife. You know, if we don't eat and ain't rough, you know, I don't race.
You have no choice but to do good. If it doesn't work out, then you go get a real job. And who wants a real job?
Dick Trickle certainly didn't. So he set about learning as much as he could about how to win. Soon, the knowledge was coming in handy.
First time I actually saw Dick Trickle, I went, oh my God, I've never seen a guy like this in my life.
He came up out of nowhere, and he was very, very competitive at a league that's hard to break into.
1972, he won 67 features in one summer.
He was just kicking everybody's butt.
There was one race in Georgia that was kind of the king of the races, and he won that, and it was a $50,000 purse.
At this time, I'd like to crown you King Richard.
The money and the wins flowed in together. And by the mid-1980s, Trickle would be the winningest driver in history.
He won over 1,000 short track races. You're talking 1,000 races, man.
When you race 5 and 6 times a week, you gain a lot of knowledge. Dick was free, very free to share that information with competitors.
Dick said, well, I know I'm going to beat you anyhow. And what I want you to do is have the best car you can have, because then you're not going to wreck me.
He enjoyed teaching people that wanted to listen. My brother Rusty Wallace, Mark Martin, myself, Dick really helped everybody learn how to drive.
And if there was no driver more successful than Trickle, there was also none more popular.
There's one man known as the White Knight, the living legend, Dick Trickle. With his signature cowboy boots, Dick is usually considered the man to beat.
When Dick Trickle came to your racetrack, word spread, and it was total chaos. I mean, the lines would be out to the highway, and Trickle's going to be here tonight. Wow. I mean, that's like saying Dale Sr. was going to be there.
Dick Trickle!
State and a lot of local fans. It's important for me to do well.
You or I walked down to the races a half hour after the races or 45 minutes and looked around in the pits. It'd be pretty easy to see where Trickle was at because that's where the audience was. Dick didn't jump in the truck and go home. I'll tell you that. In Wisconsin, there's a beer or two drank after the races.
Thousands of people would come down on the back of his hauler and he would sit there and he would sign all their autographs.
2 hours after the race, Dick would still have his uniform on. He'd pull out this huge, huge cooler. Everybody would be grabbing a beer, and Dick would be holding court.
Dick had just a very warm personality that attracted people.
With all of his success, there were those who wondered why Trickle didn't make the jump to NASCAR.
When you're short track racing, you're winning, you're making a good living, life was just simpler.
But then NASCAR came calling anyway. In June 1988, Bobby Allison was severely injured in a crash at Pocono Raceway, which meant the 84 team needed a replacement.
There were a lot of Wisconsin people on that team, and they said, hey, what about Dick Trickle? He can do the job. The rest is history.
Bobby Allison still on the mend back in his home in Hueytown, Alabama. Short track ace Dick Trickle driving the car today. Trickle came on board as a relief driver, and he has driven the car a great way today, and he's doing a terrific job.
I just come down here for one race, and then two, and three, and it's stuck.
I'm with a premier team. I mean, they do everything possible to make me comfortable, and the more comfortable they get me, the more I step on the gas. We could do something.
I was so excited to have him come over and compete in NASCAR. I mean, we were gifted to have the winningest short track driver in the world. And when Trickle walked in that Cup garage, every Cup driver, including Richard Petty, knew that that guy was really something.
He calmed that team down and got it rolling.
They rolled to 9 top 10 finishes. And Trickle, a rookie at age 48, ranked 15th in the points at season's end.
1989, Rookie of the Year, Dick Trickle.
Luckily, this year's rules do not include any age restriction.
I'd like to thank NASCAR for giving us young racers a chance to come up through the ranks.
Trickle's rookie year would be his most successful. His skills as a driver were still there, but everything else proved tougher to overcome.
I don't care who you are and how good you are. The aging process definitely has an effect. I mean, certainly he's pretty competitive right out of the box, you know, but at that age, it's hard to attract the money type operation.
Trickle bounced from one team to another and never again finished higher than 20th in the Cup Series standings.
He's a guy that had enormous talent, but when he got in the Cup Series, never did have the best car.
I know it bothered Dick that he wasn't in better equipment, but it never bothered me for him because I looked at him differently. I looked at him as already great.
Brief shining trips around the Bank Oval.
Ironically, thanks to jokes on ESPN and his own lighthearted nature, the least fruitful stage of Trickle's career was also the most popular.
I need one to win one for my fans, my family, and I need to win one for Dick Trickle.
Though Trickle never won a Cup race, he did get to victory lane twice in the Busch Series. And for many, his career could hardly be defined by his time in NASCAR.
This NASCAR thing, that was just a thing. I mean, maybe it made him a little more popular.
The true Dick Trickle was a short track racer.
In 2002, Dick Trickle ran his final NASCAR race. There was no retirement tour. It was just time.
It's very difficult all of a sudden to leave that whole thing behind. It had to be a struggle for him to go from the persona that he had, you know, to all of a sudden being out of the scene.
What remained was pain. The injury he suffered as a child had never fully healed. For nearly 60 years, Trickle walked with a limp. Now it was simply too much to bear.
He had his hip replaced. That didn't go as well as it could have.
He was really, really hurting compared to most hip replacement people.
The surgery itself brought forth a new source of agony.
Dick felt like somebody had a knife digging in right below his left side breast, right here.
He said it's just more pain than you can possibly imagine. What he really struggled with is couldn't get a diagnosis.
Darlene, his wife, took him to every heart specialist, every nerve specialist that they could find.
They ruled out everything. Could never put a finger on what it was. Drove him nuts. I spoke to Dick a day or two before he was going into Duke University for tests. He said, I'm really hurting, Russell. And I remember saying, well, Dick, I gotta believe they're gonna figure out something at a university. Boy, he said, I hope so.
Okay, sir, let me get some help to you.
Tough little man, tough. Maybe his close family saw more than people that he didn't want to know how bad he hurt inside.
To me, he was like a superstar. He was like the guy that nothing ever went wrong to.
I considered him a brother. The loss was a family loss.
I wasn't mad at him. I was just like, how in the world could Dick Trickle commit suicide when everything he taught me was happiness? Darlene Trickle gave me all Dick's medical records. I sat at my desk and I went through them all. And then I understood.
Looking at that list of medications, some of them have suicidal characteristics linked to them. You take the fact that there's no solution. Can't fix this. Nobody can tell me what's wrong. Was there some level of depression? Possibly. But I just think that it lost the point of thinking clear, you know?
The news was shocking. There were gestures of support and remembrance. And the grief is still there. But so is the need to tell the story. The story of a man loved by so many for his mastery of racing, and loved even more as a friend, mentor, and hero.
Dick Trickle should be remembered as a good man, a winner, always ready to help everybody out and speak the truth.
And there was nothing pretentious about him. What you saw is what you got.
It went beyond the winning. It went to his personality.
That work ethic,
that you gotta wanna do it attitude he had was very good at what he did.
Dick Trickle needs to be remembered as the greatest race car driver in America, in my opinion. I'd put him right up against the top NASCAR Cup guys ever. You line Earnhardt, you line Yarborough, you line Petty, you line them all up right there. And I think he's better than all of them.
I'm not trying to look at what I've done. I'm looking at what I'm doing now and what I'm going to do. That's what's important. The rest is history. You can't do it over, you can't count it. It ain't what I've done, it's what can I do. That's what counts.
Wow. Hard to believe. That was 8 years ago that this was uploaded and released on FS1 about this great man named Dick Trickle, who had to end his life because he cannot finish the fight, that pain that he has. And, you know, everybody missed him already. And now, it will be, once again, it has been 8 years since this short documentary was released. And if you'd like to see it again, please, it's on YouTube. You can search up White Knight Dick Trickle Story and you would see that one. Until then, folks, after this brief ad, we're going to listen to some music. So stay tuned, folks, right here on Random Stuff Season 4.
Karen, the doll collection.
So many choices.
Express yourself.
Where is your manager?
So many Karens to choose from. With Courtside Karen.
F you, LeBron!
Dog Walker Karen.
There's an African-American man threatening my wife.
Storm the Capitol Karen.
Nancy Pelosi eats babies for brunch.
Barbecue Karen.
I'm calling the police again.
QAnon Congresswoman Karen.
Wildfires were caused by Jewish space lasers.
Pew, pew, pew.
Courtroom Karen.
I'm not day drunk, you're day drunk.
And Trader Joe's Karen.
I'm not wearing a mask at Trader Joe's, I have a breathing problem.
Each inflexible doll comes with bootcut jeans, a big gulp, plenty of privilege, and a flip phone to call the police whenever she sees something suspicious. Collect them all before the Democrats steal them. Karen mask not sold separately because science is fake and she's an American citizen, not a sheep.
It's my constitutional right.
Don't tell her no.
She's the absolute worst.
And we back, folks. Now let's get to the music from the year 1981. It is the theme song from the Japanese anime Go Shogun called Go Shogun Hashin Seo. Here's Takashi Fuji.
I'm
That was Takeshi Fuji with the theme song of the 1981 anime Go Shogun called Go Shogun Hashin Seyo. Now, after this brief ad, we wrap up this Saturday's edition of Random Stuff Season 4. So stay tuned, folks. Closed captioning for this podcast is brought to you by the following.
Are you worried about tap water turning you gay? Then try Man Water.
Man Water!
The first bottled water that's filtered through beef jerky and then exposed to straight porn. This water has never cried or watched Thelma and Louise.
Man Water!
It was also raised by a cold, distant father that never said, I love you. Man Water. What are you waiting for, man?
Man Water!
And bye.
It's your big day, and you're not letting anything stand in your way. Not collusion. Not obstruction. Not split ends. Lawless? Try flawless. Assert your executive privilege. Conspiracy by Hope Hicks, because you're worth it.
Well, good for her.
Folks, that is it for the Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Be sure to tune in next week for more. So, actually, no, we're not done. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to complete this weekend's edition of Random Stuff Season 4. And, of course, the last episode of the month of July. So, good night, folks.